Ullie fought her way back to the controls. The doctor looked like a mime artist, except her blonde hair really was blowing all about her face, her blue coattails flapping like they wanted to take off. A belt of energy. Ask me what kind. What kind? Yaz shouted. I have no idea. None. Isn't that brilliant? The doctor's grin was wide enough to swallow them all as she reached the console at last, twisting and tickling the controls into submission. The buffeting grew calmer. The floor began to level out. Graham let go of a long, shuddering breath. Jeez, Louise. I thought we'd had it then. We've landed. The doctor stared at the controls, as if daring them to disagree. Her tone somewhere between accusation and wonder. One day I'll get the hang of flying this thing. You think? Panting for breath, Yaz helped Ryan to his feet, letting him lean on her. But Ryan, unhappy accepting help from anyone, pulled away and tottered against the console. Smoothly, he propped himself up on his elbows, as if the stumble had always been part of the plan. Graham pretended not to notice so as not to embarrass him. Everyone all right? Ryan nodded, and Yaz pushed long black strands of hair back from her face. So, belt of energy. Not good for the TARDIS. Not good for anyone in close proximity. The doctor was taking in whatever weird information her machine was prepared to divulge. Luckily, this is AD-451 and human beings can't fly, so your ancestors should be okay. History time? Ryan grinned. Hey, doctor. Love saying this. Where on earth are we? She beamed. Gaul. Gaul? What's that? It's a place, mate, Graham told him. Asterix came from there, in the comic strip. Yaz and Ryan looked at each other blankly, and Graham frowned. You must know. Asterix the Gaul. Feisty little fighting hero by Gossany and... thingy. Ryan shook his head. I was Gossany's and Udazo's inspiration, you know. The doctor pulled her hair over her lip to make a blonde moustache and winked at Graham. Almost definitely. Anyway, Graham affected a lofty look at Ryan and Yaz. I know Gaul and you don't, so I win. Old France, wasn't it, Doc? You mean, isn't it? The doctor blew her hair away and grinned, rubbing her hands with glee. Gaul is out there on the other side of those doors, right now. Is, right this instant. She produced her sonic screwdriver and waved it over a crack in the console. And Gaul isn't just France. It's Belgium, Luxembourg, a fair bit of Switzerland and northern Italy, ein bisschen of Germany and the Netherlands. Although actually, this bit we've landed in is old France. So not ein bisschen, but un peu. The crack in the console widened and she pushed her hand inside. Teeth gritted as she groped at the space inside. Un peu de countryside, she went on. Somewhere between Orléans and Chalons. Euro road trip, Ryan grinned. We're going out then? Got to, haven't we? Yaz looked towards the white doors of the police box. Sometimes she'd caught them twitching like they couldn't wait to open. I mean, that energy thing, all this time ago. It can't be natural, can it? Not natural to Earth. The doctor pulled out a smoking cylindrical rod, crystal and laced through with wires. Look! Passing through almost burned out the force field generator. So you reckon this energy's alien? Said Ryan. Oh, it would be, muttered Graham. Still, 30,000 feet over the earth, at least it's not hurting anyone down on the ground. Ryan shot him a look. What about birds? Birds don't fly as high as that, said Yaz. Tell that to your average Rupel's griffon vulture, said the doctor. Actually, don't bother. At 37,000 feet, they'll never hear you, she snorted at her own joke. They saw for hours in the jet streams up there, getting all the oxygen they need despite the thinness of the air. She grew more sober. Amazing how creatures can adapt to exploit their environment. Ryan nodded. I'm up for some adapting. He started down the ramp to the exit. Let's get sightseeing. Oi! Yaz raced him to get outside first. Oh, come on. Graham called after them as they vanished through the doors. Don't go charging off! Keep an eye on them.